Forecasting principles. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines forecasting terms as follows. Forecast, an estimate of future demand. A forecast can be constructed using quantitative methods, qualitative methods, or a combination of methods, and it can be based on extrinsic, external, or intrinsic, internal factors. Various forecasting techniques attempt to predict one or more of the four components of demand: cyclical, random, seasonal, and trend. Forecasting, the business function that attempts to predict sales and use of products so they can be purchased or manufactured in appropriate quantities in advance. Demand forecasting, forecasting the demand for a particular good, component, or service. Forecasting relies on a number of principles that, once understood, can help frame the context for it and help guide how to forecast and how much to rely on a particular forecast. Forecasts try to guess the future based on information available today. The future is uncertain. The results of the past are no guarantee of the results of the future. People are unpredictable. Even a person who is a loyal buyer might buy on a different day or at a different location. The bullwhip effect can lead to a great deal of variability in orders from the downstream supply chain. This leads to an important principle of forecasting. Forecasts are wrong most of the time. While the forecast is always wrong is just a saying, and sometimes the forecast will be right, it is important to understand that regardless of the forecasting method used, future predictions are inherently unreliable. Rather than deciding just to guess rather than forecast, however, the important thing to take away from this observation is to accept that forecasts are not expected to be accurate. This leads to another principle of forecasting. Always be sure there is an estimate of forecast reliability or error rates for each forecast. A forecast is not complete without forecast error metrics. A review of the forecast process and inputs should occur whenever forecast error metrics exceed a predetermined threshold. If a forecast includes no margin of error, you will not know how much confidence to place in it. The key question is not whether the forecast is wrong, but by how much. Forecast confidence is often expressed as plus or minus a percentage of total demand, or as a range between a minimum and maximum value per period. Wider ranges equate to lower confidence levels and more dynamic demand patterns. Narrower ranges equate to higher confidence and stable demand patterns. These estimates are generated using statistics related to how far and how often actual demand varies from the average demand. When a forecast is wrong, the result is that production or resource planning based on the forecast may result in an imbalance of supply and demand. So, what can be done to prevent this imbalance from occurring? A principle that can be applied here is to avoid forecasting when possible. When forecasts are replaced with orders or actual demand and knowledge of impending orders, there is an improvement in the conventional forecast consumption curve. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines actual demand as follows. Actual demand is composed of customer orders and often allocations of items, ingredients, or raw materials to production or distribution. Actual demand nets against or consumes the forecast, depending upon the rules chosen over a time horizon. For example, actual demand will totally replace forecast inside the sold-out customer order backlog horizon, often called the demand time fence, but will net against the forecast outside this horizon based on the chosen forecast consumption rule. However, in many cases a forecast will still be necessary because the lead time required by the customer is shorter than is needed to source and or provide the goods or services. In such cases, a forecast must be relied upon. A principle related to forecast accuracy is to aggregate demand for forecasting to the degree possible depending on the use of the forecast. Forecasts are more accurate for product families than for individual items, for example. There is a certain amount of variability in sales of an individual product. When products that can be produced together are aggregated, the dips in sales in one product tend to be canceled out by the spikes in sales of another product, and this way variability is reduced. While this doesn't sound like it would always work, statistically it significantly improves forecast reliability. It also makes sense from a macroeconomic view. For example, say that there is a certain amount of demand for a particular type of soda, which is produced on one continuous flow line. However, individuals might buy cans, fountain drinks, 12-packs, or 2-liter bottles, depending on current need. The forecast for all of these types grouped in a family will be significantly more accurate than forecasts for each product. Once the total amount to produce is determined, more detailed forecasting, done closer to the time the product actually needs to be produced, can be used to decide how to break this total amount down into percentages for each unit type. Demand can be aggregated in one of three ways. Aggregate demand across similar products, for example, items in a product family. Aggregate demand across geographic areas, for example, demand for a region. Aggregate demand across time, for example, demand for a month or quarter. The next principle goes back to the forecast horizon and why forecasting and planning start out broad but become progressively shorter and more detailed. Forecasting is more accurate in the near term than in the long term. The forecast horizon principle makes sense, as you can better guess what will happen tomorrow than what will happen in a year. More things could change over longer horizons. This is a key reason why organizations want to shorten their longest lead times and thus shorten master planning horizons. A final principle is that the forecast type must match the nature of the decisions to be made using it. The forecast type and parameters need to be aligned with the amount of management involvement and risk the organization is willing to take on. The following are two important things to note about forecasts. The forecast model selected should not be any more complicated than necessary. Simpler is better. The data that are input, the forecast process, and the forecast output should be monitored on a routine basis for appropriateness and quality.